Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Angie Baylor, and she is the program coordinator for the Health and Wellness Center in Oneida. Good morning to you, Angie.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, and I hope you're off to a good wellness and fitness morning for you.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I'm thinking that you have a pretty fun job, although pretty challenging. But I think first we need to talk just a little bit about the Health and Wellness Center, just in case people haven't been there or sort of forgotten about it. Hey, what's available at the Health and Wellness Center in Oneida?
Well, actually, in the last 5 years that we've been here, we're coming up on our five-year anniversary.
Wow.
In October. We have come a long ways. We've got a lot of new things. We've got some adult programs going on. We've got the P90X, P90X2 that's coming up here starting in September. We've got a run club that anyone that joins can also join the run club, meet together as a group, makes a little more of a commitment when you run together and have a group and make it fun. We also have a lot of youth activities going on. We've got a youth kids fit club coming up in September, which we just started this summer, which we had a wonderful turnout, over 35 kids.
Good.
So we would like to continue to get the kids educated on health and fitness and making it fun and having a good time and make it a lifestyle for the kids. We also are going to start up our, here in September, a youth volleyball to get that started. We've got a new rental. We've got a bounce house that is going to be coming available for rental, where you can rent out the facility for birthday parties and also rent out the bounce house. That's a new thing that we have.
You have a nice sized meeting room,
right?
And then of course lots of equipment. Now, if an individual wants to come and just do it, maybe they want to get on a walking program or whatever kind of program, what are your hours?
Our hours are basically we have it's open anytime, but the hours are from 4 a.m. and towards evening. We ask that everyone is out of the facility by midnight. We do have it's kind of like a keypad that you have your own keyless entry number that you can get in and access the facility at those times.
Okay, so you don't have to worry about, okay, is somebody going to be there or not to open the door? You can't. That'll be a part of your membership.
Right, but we do have somebody here majority of the time.
Uh-huh.
We do have myself. I do have a lot of volunteers, and we do have some hired help for after-school programs. So there's generally here somebody here. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, but sometimes they're, you know, with your keyless entry, you can access it at any time.
If you get home from work at 2 a.m, you can come and walk or whatever,
right? Yep. They just ask from 4 a.m. and they ask everyone to be out after midnight, which
okay.
Most people are.
Okay. Now you also have an associate, coordinator. Is that true?
Travis Dorsey. Yes.
So between you and he and the volunteers, you're pretty well staffed, it sounds like to me.
We are. Travis is here. We work our schedule, so there's somebody generally here most of the time. And then our volunteers are wonderful that they help out and fill in hours when Travis and I are not able to be there.
Okay. Angie, let's talk just a little bit about you, and then we'll come back and talk about some of the programs. Why are you interested? How did you get interested in the Health and Wellness Center and, you know, all of these programs?
My husband and I and our family have been coming here for the 5 years since it opened. We kind of make it a lifestyle in the wintertime. It's kind of been a little treasure over here in Oneida to have such a wonderful facility to come work out. My husband and I do a lot of running. We try to incorporate our family involved because we think that it's a family and it's a lifestyle, and we enjoy it. It's something that is our lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. And how many children do you have?
We have 6 kids all together.
Oh, and age range is?
22 all the way down to 10. So we've got a huge age range.
And it has to be interesting at your house.
Never a dull moment.
Yeah, I would think so. And so did you grow up in this area, Angie?
I did not. My husband grew up in Exira, and we moved back about 6 years ago to his family farm. So we live out there now, and so coming to the farm was a little bit different, but having a facility like this, it's just awesome. You can come and work out, and it's It's nice.
Yeah. And we should tell people where it is located, just in case they haven't been there.
It is located right next to the Anita DeCamp School, High School.
Uh-huh.
And it's right next door.
So head for the high school and then make a left turn is what I'm thinking when I get there. So,
correct.
Okay. And, you know, if you haven't been there, go and check it out because there's lots of things there to do. And you've had, I think, great public support to get all of that happening.
Yes.
So let's go back and talk about some of those programs that are coming up. Mostly it sounds like, you know, we're almost to September. So let's talk about a couple of those specific programs that are going to be starting in September.
Okay, we are going to start our adult, it's like a morning class, and sometimes we have this in the evening. It's a P90X2 class.
What's that, Angie?
It's advertised on TV. It is a DVD, which a group meets at a certain time every morning, because we feel that if you meet as a group, you're more committed to meet with that group, even if those days you don't feel like working out.
Yeah.
So that's going to be starting up here in September. We also are going to start a youth volleyball league, and that's going to be from like fourth grade to sixth grade to incorporate just the fundamentals of teaching volleyball and getting the youth started at that.
Do you think the Olympics will raise any awareness, perhaps more interest in volleyball?
I do, especially with the women's volleyball.
Yeah.
Bringing home the gold, of course it does. I think every girl inspires after seeing that's something that they could do.
Yeah, just amazing. And they certainly had a lot of that on TV. If you're watching it all, you certainly had to see some of those women's volleyball games, and they are so fit, so athletic, and they have so much fun.
Yeah.
I guess that's the important thing. Very few people are going to win a gold medal at the Olympics, but anybody can have fun.
Absolutely, and you know what? You're working out, and it's exercise, and it's getting out there and meet new people, and absolutely, I think that it's a fun sport, and you don't even realize that you're actually working out.
Yes, because you're all doing it together. Okay, so youth volleyball. What do you have? An adult volleyball?
We do have a mixed league, and that is in October, and we'll be advertising for that, and that is on Wednesday nights. We have a mixed league, and we have quite a few teams that get together, and then we end up having a tournament at the end, and that's on Wednesday nights.
Okay. And let's see, you mentioned some other program that was coming up in September.
We do have a Kids Fit program.
Okay.
And that was started this summer that we had started, and we didn't know what kind of turnout. We got a huge turnout from the kids. Teaching every sport, every day was a different day. We just teach the fundamentals and teaching kids to have fun and educating them on eating right and being healthy. And so that was a huge turnout. We'd like to incorporate that for an after-school program.
Okay. Any specific things that you have planned for that to start off with?
I think most of the kids, we noticed that they really loved dodgeball because it can be girls and boys that can play it. It's not something they normally get to play. So all the kids really enjoyed dodgeball. So we'll probably start off with that, but then we'll continue with basketball. Maybe we'll try to get some golf, volleyball, just teaching the fundamentals so kids can understand the basics. So when they do get into junior high and high school, they can say, hey, I think this is something I liked or I didn't like.
Mm-hmm. And what age does that program start?
That's going to start with third grade on to sixth grade.
Okay, third to sixth grade. Now, we probably should mention a little bit, there are some fees involved here along the way. Do you want to mention any of those for different families or kids, or how does that work?
Fees as far as our membership fees?
Yes.
Okay, our membership fees are for youth is $11 a month, and then we have a single adult, which is a $23 monthly. A senior membership is $18. A couple membership is $28. The senior couple is 25, a single parent is 28, and then the family membership is $30 a month.
Okay.
And there is no startup fee, which is kind of nice that there's no contract or no startup fee.
Okay, how can we find out more information about being a member or about the Health and Wellness Center in general? What's the best way to get information?
You can give us a call at 762-5000, or you can email us, or stop by at any time. Like I said, we have volunteers, myself, and some workers. Travis is always here, so you can stop by. Or if you want our email address, it's Health and Wellness, WELCTR, at midlands.net.
Okay. And you have Facebook. So if you're a Facebook fan,
like,
just you can find you there.
Absolutely. Like us on Facebook, and you can find out all the current events coming up. We try to get those posted so you can stay aware and come in and check us out.
All right. Well, we want to thank you very much, Angie Baylor, who is the program coordinator for the Health and Wellness Center in Oneida. Thanks so much, Angie.
Thank you very much.
Until next time, here's the thought. Focus on what you want to happen, not what you are afraid will happen.